Hey, it's Hot 937, Hot 937.com. It's Buck. Patty is back in the building, American Eagle. We've been helping people get into homes for almost 2 years now, 2 or 3 years.
This will be our third year doing this.
And we've helped a lot of people. Have you got a lot of people coming saying, hey, I heard you on Hot 937. Help me.
We get people referring to us all the time because of what we've done. Our seminars from last year, we have people that are just now finished saving up enough money to buy their first home and have reached out to us based on the seminar we did last year.
How much money do you need to save to buy your first home? People think, you know, I'm going to save up money the next 6 months and buy me a home. It's not enough.
It might take a little bit longer because there are so many different costs that are associated with buying a home. Depending on what you need for a down payment, typically I tell folks anywhere from 3 to 20% of that purchase price. I always tell people to err on the side of less is more, because the less you put down now, the more you have in your rainy day fund in case something goes sideways. So it's important to, when you talk to that professional, understand what your power is with the money that you have set aside. But a year, a lot of times it takes folks a full year to get comfortable with the nest egg before they're ready to even start looking for a home.
A lot of first-time buyers don't know exactly what they're saving up for. They just think it's for the home. There are a lot of things they're saving up for.
Yeah, there's a down payment. Right. You know, the initial $1,000 deposit. There's the home inspection. There's the initial appraisal cost. Then there's the closing costs that are associated with the loan itself. And then there's that what we call the rainy day fund. So the money is set aside in case something breaks.
And they don't have to worry about that. They'll get the lump sum and they'll come and see you, and you guys will separate it and say, this, we'll use this for that, this for that.
Yep, we'll help them figure out, hey, here's what you have and here's what you're going to need.
That's a big one, what you're going to need.
What you're going to need. And so that's what the pre-qualification process is for, that helps them figure out how much money you're going to need. So you can get pre-qualified today and then come back to us 8 months later once you have that money set aside.
Someone's trying to get in touch with you, looking for a home, how can they do that?
It's AmericanEagle.org.
American Eagle, helping people get their homes, man. Thanks for coming, Patty.
Thank you. Have a great day.